In the past, the National Weather Service has used words like watch or warning to describe severe weather. The old system presented two problems. First, it didn't tell people a lot about the storm. And second, people tended to ignore the warnings. The old terms aren't going away, but the agency hopes to change people's behavior by using stronger language, like considerable or catastrophic, to describe the level of damage meteorologists expect. Todd Shea is a warning coordinator at the National Weather Service in La Crosse. He says along with radar, meteorologists will get help from volunteer spotters that will provide detailed information about each storm.
We would be able to add in extra information on, first of all, whether that tornado was actually observed or is this a radar-indicated observation, and then what we would expect for damage.
The agency hopes using stronger words will help convince people to seek shelter earlier. Missouri National Weather Service warning coordinator Steve Runnels says it might have made a difference when a powerful tornado hit Joplin, Missouri in 2011, killing more than 160 people.
What the tornado that occurred in Joplin, Missouri taught us is if we can provide additional emphasis on what the impact will be, people will spend less time confirming the threat and instead go immediately to shelter.
The new warning system is considered an experiment. Researchers will track its use in several upper Midwest states, including Wisconsin, and measure its effectiveness in convincing people to get to safety. Steve Risom, Wisconsin Public Radio.